What's up, everyone? You're listening to Sincerely Angie Podcast, and I'm your host, Angie. Thank you so much for tuning in, and welcome to my little gumbo pot. Please be sure to rate and subscribe wherever available, and don't forget that you can download any of your favorite episodes for offline listening. You can always find any information needed on today's episode in the show notes. And for further info, such as social media handles like Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube, you can visit SincerelyAngieM.com. Hey, to all of my online shoppers or anyone looking to rack up some extra bucks, Rakuten, formerly Ebates, is the place for you. If you're shopping online, why not get cash back in the process? And if you're looking to make money on the side, all you have to do is refer a friend. When they spend their very first $25, they'll get $10 free and you'll get paid for referring them. Who doesn't like free money? You can get paid with a big fat check or you can get paid through PayPal. You can find a link to get started in the show notes, or you can always visit SincerelyAngieM.com under the promo tab. Happy shopping, and let's start racking. So today's episode, I have no idea what it's going to be called because there's so much ish going on that it could be labeled anything from Dear Black People, Dear Racists, Dear White People, Dear World, Dear I'm Tired. It's getting on social media is so draining. And then trying to have the conversations with your white coworkers who I feel like sometimes they are purposely missing it. Like they will choose or pick out the smallest thing to avoid the bigger thing. And it's so draining. It's so draining trying to explain to somebody that a life should be more valuable than material possessions. And I know that I started off and not even really explaining what's going on for anyone who may be living under a rock, yet you're listening to this podcast. The world is going to hell in a handbasket. No, that's a little bit harsh. The world is going up in flames, literally. Last week, George Floyd was murdered by a white police officer. George Floyd, of course, is a black man. I did not watch the video because I cannot watch another video of someone being murdered. I just don't think that our eyes were meant to see these things. Although I'm grateful for the camera phones and the recordings, I just don't think that we're supposed to be able to just log onto the computer and watch somebody die. So I don't want to see it again. It's happening far too often for my liking. I don't want to see it. I scroll right past it. I don't press play. I read the caption beforehand so that I'm not ambushed. But I'm not viewing something that I was not ready to see. So George Floyd was handcuffed and he was on his stomach and there was an officer with his knee on his neck. George Floyd was saying that he could not breathe. And word on the street is it lasted for 9 minutes. I originally thought it was 5 minutes, but they say it lasted for 9 minutes. And then the man, he passed away. He was saying he could not breathe. He called for his mom. He begged for his mom who died a couple of years ago. What kind of shit is that? So they arrested the officer and word is that they're charging him with third degree murder. Then Mr. Floyd's autopsy came back and they're saying that he had underlying issues that may have been the cause, so to speak. And that's a crock of bullshit. That is a crock of BS, because with whatever medical conditions he had, had he not had his knee in George Floyd's neck, he would still be alive today. His medical issues were not threatening his life at that moment. There was a knee on his neck that did. Thankfully, his family got an outside medical examiner to conduct their own autopsy and the results came back that he died from asphyxiation, which we all knew that. The ones who saw the video, they saw that. It was clear as day. So that the world is upset. Black people are upset. Some white people are upset. Some white people don't get it. They're making it out to be about looting and rioting. And rioting did not start with us. If we want to get deep, we can go back to the days of the KKK, the Ku Klux Klansmen, and how they would just go around to black areas and throw Molotov cocktails into churches and homes of black people just because of the color of their skin. You have people who did absolutely nothing but just be black in America, who lost their lives because someone felt that they were better than them based on their skin color. So they deserve to die. That's where that rioting came from. And let's not even get on the topic of Black Wall Street, which the anniversary, if that's what we want to call it, of when that went up into flames, literally, was the other day, 99 years ago, yesterday, which was the 1st, June 1st. Like, that's where it started. And now that we're doing it because of innocent lives being lost, it's a problem. It's like, do y'all understand that y'all are doing this to small businesses? And do you understand that these businesses had nothing to do with what's going on? You cannot make someone angry, or you cannot kill innocent people and then tell other people how to respond. That's just not logical. You cannot do that. And I, by no means, think that it is okay to burn down anybody's residence, place of business, anything. I don't think that it's right at all. I am not condoning it. I'm not saying it's okay. I'm just saying that people are mad. I don't agree with looting. I would never loot. I don't see the purpose of it. But I'm also not the person who may have lost a brother or a sister, blood relative, due to senseless violence or murder. But you don't get to tell somebody how mad to get when you make them mad. You don't get to give them parameters. Colin Kaepernick was peacefully protesting on the sidelines, not even drawing attention to himself. Peacefully protesting, and there was a problem with that. Now people are protesting in the streets, and they're rioting, and they're looting, and there's a problem with that. What that means is that we're actually supposed to just sit down and shut up and take what the world is doing to us. And it's not right. And rioting may not be the best way to solve that problem. But what do you expect when you've pushed someone's back against the wall consistently? You're forcing their hand to react, and how they react is not up to you. Granted, there should be a little bit more thought that goes into what we are doing as it relates to the rioting. Like, is it okay to burn down our own neighborhood? So now we're going to have to drive miles and miles away to get to another grocery store because we burned the one in our neighborhood down. Does that make sense to me? It does not. But again, people are angry. I am not condoning it. I'm not saying that I'm okay with it. I'm just saying I understand. And I am by no means saying that I would ever do it. I would not. I'd never understood it as a child, the white versus black thing. I never understood it. I've never hated a person because of their skin tone. Never. And I can't even fix my mind to start hating somebody because of their skin tone. That's the most ignorant thing to me. Because at the end of the day, the way that your heart was made, the way that your lungs were made, the way that your kidneys were made is the exact same way that mine were made. You just have a different skin tone than I do. It's very ignorant to look at somebody and say, because you are this skin tone, you're at the bottom of the totem pole. That's the most ignorant thing to me. I mean, it's race that is the problem. Now, wages and pay rates are a problem as well, but that's not something that is completely dividing us. Since the beginning of time, it has been the color of your skin that has made someone think that they are better than you, or that makes you less than someone else. And I will never understand it. George Floyd isn't the only person that had something to happen to him. in May that was horrific, I should say. You have Ahmaud Arbery, you have Breonna Taylor, and those are just some of the names that we know that made it to a national level. I was listening to this woman on YouTube who's from Canada, and she was talking about two people who actually died at the hands of a police officer in Canada. One woman, they're saying she jumped off of a balcony. And it for everyone, it just doesn't make sense. And I forgot what the other story was for the other person, but those names have not made it big down here, or even, I don't think that they're even big anywhere. But why is it that the people who were supposed to, not were, who are supposed to protect and serve, how is it that we don't even feel comfortable calling them to protect and or serve us? Since when did being in a police uniform, well, not since when, because we know when. I'm not going to get deep into it because I don't know the exact facts, but we've always been a threat. Our shape, our build, our strength, everything about us is threatening. And we've always been the lowest as they can see us. That we've always been at the bottom of the pyramid. We have never reached the top just because they refuse to let us be great. And our greatness is there. There are so many things, if you look in the history books, that has not been altered or stolen from or taken as their own. We invented so much. We built so much. We are innovative. We're creative. There's so much about us, us meaning Black people, that they are afraid of, and they meaning people who are racist and believe that your skin tone makes you lesser than. They're afraid. I've heard an officer say he went to a call and the guy that came out was 6'5 and 280 pounds, probably even more than that. I don't remember what he said, but he was like, he automatically reached for his gun because he thought that the guy was going to give him issues. And he said the guy came out with his hands out, ready to be arrested because of what he had done. He, you know, he didn't resist or anything like that. He was like, I'm so glad he didn't. This is what it is. If you are going to be an officer, but you are afraid of people, you're in the wrong field. Your weapon should not be your only form of defense. You should be able to de-escalate any situation, and those that you can't, you should not be in that position if you're not able to. Now, I understand if there's a situation where someone is coming at you with a loaded gun. I get that. But someone who is defenseless, laying on the ground in handcuffs, not even, he's complying with you. I'm so tired. I'm tired. It's so draining to look on social media and to see all the protests that's going on and all the destruction that's going on. And just the pain and the hurt in some of the videos that you see, the people crying and the police officers running down the street, rolling over people, just driving down the street and spraying people with pepper spray or paintball guns or rubber bullets, just shooting people. Like, what is that? What is that? Like, seriously, I'm tired. I'm tired. And I guess my last thing is, on social media, it has been more recently a big thing for our white friends and family members or our white counterparts or our white coworkers to speak up about racism. And I've been seeing so many more white people saying, hey, look, this is not right. And Black Lives Matter. Because, you know, at one time when you would say Black Lives Matter, people would say all lives matter. And we get that all lives matter. We're not disregarding that all lives matter. The point is Black lives matter because our lives are being taken from us, from innocent people who have done nothing but be Black unjustly. And they're not being taken to justice for. Justice is not being served for these lives being taken. So the white people are posting about it and they're talking about it. Even down here in New Orleans, if you look at pictures from the protests recently in New Orleans, the crowd is 95% white. There are a few Blacks that were sprinkled in there, but there were white people out there protesting with their Black Lives Matter sign. And I still see people on social media saying that's not enough. Oh, now they want to post about it. They're just doing that for clout. They're starting a conversation. They're having a conversation. They want to know what they can do. No, we're not saviors and we're not going to save everybody and save the world. But how are we going to say, I want y'all to do this? And then when they do it, you say, well, that's not enough. What they are starting the conversation. Let's not let hate or anger be the thing that blinds us from change. We have to have the conversation no matter how we feel, because we wouldn't be any better than them. And it would just be a vicious cycle that continues. We have to join in on the conversation. How else are they going to know how to operate if we don't tell them? If we as Black people don't give white people the tools they need, then when they go to another source and get it and come back to us, we're still going to be offended because they didn't have it right or they didn't get it right. The only way that they will know is from us. And yes, they're old, they're grown, and they've been around long enough to know, and they should have done their own research. Yes, they should have. Yes, they should know better. But if we want them to know, we have to be the ones to tell them. We can't expect them to get what they need from a different race or a different ethnicity or a different somebody. It has to come from us. We know what we want to feel. We know what we want to receive from them. So why not let them know? It's not in vain. I promise you it's not in vain. Don't shy away from the conversation. Let's have it. Let's talk. I don't know, y'all. I had a topic that I wanted to talk about. It was a story time that I wanted to do for this week's episode. But my heart has been really heavy these last couple of days. And I just could not come on here and not speak or not say what's on my mind. And I hope that no one is offended. I did not come on here to be offensive. I really wanted to just speak my mind and speak my heart and say that I'm tired. I am not a racist. I love all people. And I wouldn't dare. Sorry, y'all, that's my alarm. I wouldn't dare get on here and say that I hated anyone, because I don't. I love everyone. And I would never say that I don't see color, because I see color. It's just not the deciding factor on how I'm going to treat someone. And there are a lot of older people. My mom is an older person who she was born in the 1940s. So she has a way of thinking that is so antiquated that it's just out of this world. Sometimes the things she says is just so ignorant. And I have to tell her, like, that doesn't make sense. Like, you know that there are smart Black people, right? Well, I would prefer a white doctor. And that's so ignorant. She was born during that time, so that's what she believed. And her not having the best education also keeps her mind thinking that what's been planted in her head is real life, and it's not. I'm going off the beating path, but I hope that y'all are staying safe. Whoever's listening to this podcast, please be safe. I'm praying for everyone. I'm praying for the world. I want things to end peacefully and for this world to not be like the leader. This guy who is sitting in the Oval Office or in the presidential seat, his name is Donald Trump, and he is, y'all have to get out there and vote. Y'all really have to get out there and vote. This guy said in a tweet, this is the guy who holds the highest office of the United States. He gets online and he says, once the looting starts, the shooting starts. This guy is letting everyone know that he's given the okay to start shooting people. And there are grown men who are hanging on to this man's every word. I think that is the weakest thing ever. You as a grown man, getting the okay from another man to be stupid, to be ignorant, to be reckless, to be careless, to not have any type of concern for human life. You're letting another man, you as a grown man, you're letting another man tell you it's okay to not care about the life of another human being. And you know, the weirdest thing is, if it had been somebody in their family, they will be singing a different tune, but because it does not apply to them or it's not going to affect them, they don't care. And that's the worst thing ever, to not have compassion for human race, for human beings. And the funniest thing is, a dog will get more respect than a black man dying. And as of lately, a building gets more respect than a black man dying. I've heard conversations and been involved with conversations where somebody's saying, this is a small business, this person is not going to be able to rebuild. And I said, but you can't even compare that to a man dying. I understand. I don't want, if I had a business, a storefront, and someone demolished it, I would be upset as well. You can't compare that to a person losing their life, though. You can rebuild this building. And if you don't have enough money to, or you're not able to get the loan to, I get that. I understand that. I'm not dismissing that. But you cannot bring this man back. A human life over a building, a structure, I can't. I simply can't. I can't. Y'all need to get out there and vote. Please vote. Not just in the major elections, in the midterm elections, in the local elections, the state elections, anything that has to do with your senates, your governors, your mayors. You make sure and get out here and vote, because these are the people who are going to make the real change. You can't count on somebody like that guy who's in office now to make change, because you will see in one tweet, he said, these are verified men standing in front of this building. They just want the city to open back up with these AR-15s and these Glocks or whatever they have standing in front of the state building. These white men standing in front of these buildings with guns, they are a threat to anyone who passes by. But then you have people who are protesting who he's saying these are thugs. So how do these really good men with AR-15 standing in front of a building with their guns versus somebody who's protesting with no weapon, not even being a threat, they're called thugs? Help me to understand. Make it make sense. I probably will name this episode like Ventisode. Like, this is another vent episode. But I don't know that I'm necessarily venting. I just feel like I'm frustrated and I'm tired. And it's not okay. And I'm praying for the world. I'm praying that change comes soon. And that we don't have to lose any more innocent lives, or anyone else gets hurt. Or let's be better people, y'all. Myself included, I'm not sitting on this podcast and pointing fingers. I can do something and I can be better as well. I've signed petitions before. I can do more. I can do better. It's really frustrating, though. I hope that you all hear my heart. And I hope that things change soon. And hopefully next week, I'll be able to come back with a story time or with a better episode, a happier episode, a better vibe episode, something that is just not this. I just can't believe in 2020 we're still talking about race issues and it's so divided. We should all know right from wrong at this time. But like my friend always say, we don't all get to the finish line at the same time. So I have to look inside of me. I have to look at the God side of me. That says, show compassion, give compassion, be your brother's keeper, and love thy neighbor. In wrong versus right, deep down inside, most of these people know what they're doing is not right. But I think having that conversation is going to help. And I think if more people of the same race would hold others accountable, meaning my white friends talking to their white friends and telling them, this is not right. Say man, say woman, say girl, whatever. This is not right. And you should have never called the police on him. You know how the police are when they see a black person, or how they handle black people. Don't call the police if you don't have to. If he's not threatening you for real, do not call the police. I think having that conversation, like I said, me as a black woman having that conversation with a white person, that white person can have that conversation with their white family members or friends and say, hey, don't do that. That's not right. Again, we should all know right from wrong. But if you don't, I think the conversation needs to be had to maybe kind of shake something inside of you, especially if it's coming from somebody like you. You're kind of forced to think, let me do better. Thank y'all for listening. I hope that you have a great week. I hope that you have a safe week. And you and your family, your friends, y'all are in my prayers. Keep me in your prayers. And I'll talk to y'all next week.